just won't know because it'll be so. You'll regret cutting like that. You're like, what the fuck, how do I sick this up now? Okay, ready?
FIFA Ramble, this is the 50th episode. if you don't know us, we're just going to introduce ourselves for a bit now.
I'm Luke.
I'm Alex. Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
How long has he gone for? How long has he
got? I think he's still a bit ridiculous, to be fair, to be talking after... Put it like this, something that... I didn't think of until this week was someone put up on Twitter saying Jose Mourinho has been at United for more for less time than Klopp and Pochettino have been at Liverpool and Spurs. And
may I remind you,
they haven't won a trophy.
May I remind you,
they haven't won a trophy. Klopp hasn't won anything at Liverpool. Pochettino hasn't won anything at Spurs. They've been there longer than Mourinho. Yet Mourinho's won the Europa League and the League Cup in the same time.
Yeah. It's a bit of an outrage, really.
It's ridiculous.
But there must be something going on. What's going on?
It's because of the summer that they had. They didn't make as many signings as you were expecting them to. And there's all the background noise about, it was Ed Woodward didn't want to give him the money and whatever else. And
should we reenact the little scene now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you want to be Woodward? I'll be.
You be Jose. I'll be Woodward.
Jose, I'm not Jose. I'm going to go there.
Get out.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Go on.
Solemnly look at the play. Your team's losing 3-0 to Spurs at home.
Okay.
And Old Trafford, that's the scene.
Yeah.
It's a bad defeat, you know that.
Yeah.
It's that's the ends of this.
Okay.
Get rid of him. There we are.
That was it. It's just
reenactment.
That's how it went down. It's, to be honest, it's just utterly ridiculous that we're talking about three games in and this much pressure. It's the first time this magnitude. It's almost like what De Boer went through, you know?
Isn't that, do you think that's the unrealistic nature of Man United fans?
It's not the fans. The majority of fans that I've seen aren't trying to get Mourinho out. They're frustrated. They're frustrated at the situation. They're frustrated at what's happening. They're frustrated at what they view as a disappointing summer. And they're just frustrated with the results. At no point have I seen someone blaming Jose, really. Mm. I've seen people saying that it's time for him to go, but the majority of them are like Goldbridge, you know, that sort of, oh, Jose out. Well, you're just talking absolute garbage.
I think...
he's been massively let down.
Mourinho's point and why he's been let down really come to show. And I think, if anything, it proved Jose Mourinho that is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Because... of the way, like, if they think they bought Lindelof and Eric Bailly, that's that. You've had that. We bought them. To see, like, one amount of action, a broken Phil Jones, a Chris Smalling, who is Chris Smalling.
Yeah.
And then add Lindelof in because he needs to sub one out, and that throws your whole game plan off in the first place.
Yeah.
And he knows there's a problem there, nothing's gelling, that's the problem areas.
Yeah, well...
So I think it's absolutely harsh, and then just to take it out on a manager who's a mouth shield, and he's taking the blame for everything else. But that's the price that you pay being a manager.
The media are attacking him, and I see the fans attacking the Glazers and Woodward. It's mad, it's the difference. But...
a lot of anger.
Yeah, it's... What gets me about the whole situation is it's almost like, well... what else does a manager have to do?
Mm.
Yes, he's into his third season. He's only been there two seasons. They haven't won the league. They finished second last year on a points tally that would ordinarily have won Jose Mourinho the league. People said, you know, second best defensive record. We only conceded something like, I think it was three goals or something at home.
So, yeah, it's really harsh.
And he's only just done that. And then this season, two, three games in, and suddenly he's got to go. It's ludicrous.
He is one for drama. At the end of the game, could you read into the
action? Purely calculated, isn't it? You know, him holding
the... He knows what to do because he's tactics, isn't he? He's applauding those fans that are there and supporting him in order to make a point that, okay, you are... That's how everyone should be. So you're setting an example sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he's sort of shaming the people who have left or are against him.
Yeah, that's what that view was. It's a very calculated move.
Yeah, and he's an absolute master at it.
Yeah, he is.
And he's protecting himself. But, like, he is handling this... like the best way he can with
he's
a tremendous
really well.
Amount of pressure. And I think those moves of like looking to the eyes of those fans and applauding the Luke Shaw bit is a
Luke
separate
Shaw was
thing.
Superb.
Yeah. And after knowing the struggles that him and Luke Shaw have had before, he's actually turning over performances what he wants. So it is reward like based. So he's changed his attitude. He's changed the way he played well for that. He didn't applaud anyone else. Did he? He didn't hug anyone else.
No.
It wasn't his issue, really.
He's a great...
Everyone knows the issue of that team and they can't do anything about it because they haven't got the players to strengthen it.
The problem is the fact that people keep saying to me as well, I've had a couple of people saying he wants to buy another centre-back and I've heard it bandied around. He's already spent 70 million on centre-backs. It's almost as if they're saying... Right, we've got five centre-backs that we use regularly, yeah? And it's Phil Jones, Chris Smalling, Marcus Rojo,
Lindelof
and Bailly. He only bought two of them. So the three that he's got left were given to him. He's obviously saying, I haven't got good enough central defenders across the
and
board.
You know who they are.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who they are.
Lindelof needs time to settle, but I think he's a good centre-back.
He's a great centre-back, and he's young.
Yeah, someone said to me today that it's like, well, how old is he now? Oh, and it's like, hang on, he's 22?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or 24 or something like that? You know, he's no more than like 24. And it's like, and he went, oh, so he's getting on. When did 24 get
old? That's just conversation for them. That's not, like, 34 is evergreen.
Yeah, but do you know, it's ridiculous. Like, when did... People
and
forget
it's
how
like
long Raheem Sterling's been
It's playing. Like he's on trial. Also, no one has said how good Spurs were at capitalising on
How
that.
Good Spurs were, but also what's been forgotten in this is that how good Man United were.
Well, they played solid. You've been talking to Sam Allardyce.
Well, it's true when he said, though. It is true when he said.
I know, if you were talking to him.
Higher possession, more shots, and we're at home. If anyone has seen those stats and said this game finished 3-0, who would... And you didn't know the score. Who was what?
Yeah.
Who finished the 3-1 winners? You'd say Man United, based on the stats.
I think Jose it was doing the right thing.
It's sloppy
because
defending.
Because he's taking blame from it. Everyone who knows their football inside of those headlines being pushed actually know that, okay, he's got an uphill struggle because of that problem issue. And in the Premier League, you will get found out if you've got a weakness.
Yeah.
They absolutely got destroyed because of that reason.
Yeah, and it's that like, he can come out
quick
and say,
hits,
I
and
told you you needed a defender.
Yeah.
I said we needed
so
defenders,
if you've
and
got,
this is what's
if
happening.
If you've got an absolute hole there, and he even said himself in that very intense post-conference meeting that he had, that he was just saying, like, there's nothing I can do. It's out of my hands because guess what? The transfer window's closed and I haven't got any options here. So if this is what it is and you've let me down, well, I can only do so much.
Yeah, it's a clear thing.
That is just, they just tagged into it. But, like, great finishes. Harry Kane's, like,
his head
pillow finish.
Yeah, it was really good. It was good.
It was decent.
Lucas Moura played well. They were very, very solid. I can't see them being anything other than solid again on the weekend.
I think Poch has got to have credit.
But the thing is, they play Watford next. That's going to be a really interesting game.
I am so keen to see Watford.
That's Sunday game. That's the last game of the... Well, Man United and Spurs both play at the end of Sunday. Man United have got Burnley.
We'll move on to the next thing. Before we do, we've been very rude. Mitch, what do you think of Mourinho? See, you ain't got a clue.
Not a clue. This is how hard it is to judge the situation. You know, these things are tricky.
Did I hear you had a Gary Mabbutt story you wanted to tell?
Gary Mabbutt had a section of his foot eaten off by a rat in South Africa.
When you said that to me earlier, I looked Squaring your eyes just to see if you
yeah,
were...
Yeah, you just weren't sure taking, what to make of that.
I think you're Chris Morrison, me.
Gary Mabbutt was on holiday in South Africa and he woke up in the middle of the night, or in the middle the of the night in the morning, up. And his daughter was complaining that she'd been bitten on her thumb and he thought she was like scorpion or whatever. And then he went back to bed and he realised that there was loads of blood covering the bed and a rat had eaten his big toe down to the bone.
That's real. You haven't made
that's
that.
Real. That's Gary Mabbutt who made
official Mabbutt
over 800 appearances for Spurs. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Fulham did well against Burnley.
I like two teams. One of them is Watford. One of them is Fulham. Fulham when they're firing, with the
you're good the, squad. Really
the,
good squad.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. They've got some crackers.
Jean-Michel Seri is beginning to show everyone else
Schürrle.
What people have known
Schürrle
for years.
Schürrle was on fire, but he's almost good. There. But Mitrovic, I've never seen him play with such ebb
well,
and flow.
Well, that's the thing. The difference between Schürrle is Schürrle is now on the downward slope.
Yeah.
He is.
But he's going to create. And
you've got Mitrovic
that.
And Jean-Michel Seri is in his prime now.
Add Ryan Sessegnon onto that.
Yeah, so then you've got, that's what I was going to say. And Seri's in his prime now. You've got Lamarchand, who's prime for a defender, age-wise. And then you've got Sessegnon, Mitro, and who am I missing?
Vieto or something?
Oh, Luciano Vieto.
Vieto, yeah.
Yeah, Vieto.
That firing squad was
but
incredible.
They're all coming up now. Yeah. That's the they're about to become really good.
Seri was great. Was
oh,
real
Seri's
good.
Superb. Watford, Pereira's continued to play well. I worry about Watford, though. Their next three games are Spurs, Man City, Chelsea.
This was
Chelsea,
a very heated game because of some Bumblebee action. If you haven't seen anything, there's been some Bumblebee Man controversy with
he wasn't happy. This is what
I've got
happened
a Bumblebee.
When,
well, he's a hornet.
A hornet. This is what happens when you
a man in a hornet costume.
Or, look, this is what happens when you don't have.
He made fun of Zaha because Zaha was diving. So there is an actual thing of Roy Hodgson in a press conference complaining about a hornet. A man in a hornet costume.
Yeah.
And he's labelled him a disgrace.
He did. Legit.
She was. So there was some beef there and that went in with the early tackles. Kapoue was lucky not to be sent off. Zaha got smashed but then shut them up in the best way by scoring. Holobas, his cross coming.
Holobas a good old player. He was good last season as well.
He's always been in your fantasy team floating around, isn't he?
He's a 4.5 wing back.
He used to be a 4, like when I first spotted him. Anyway,
Holobas is a 4.5 million wing back. You need that in your life.
That beat a Hennessy, and that just looped in, and that was a classic cross come shot. That it was a beaut though. But again, that was a nice heated game. Enjoyed that.
What about Arsenal West Ham?
Oh, one more thing about Roy, because we're fans of Roy here.
We do like Roy.
I appreciate you watching. Appreciate that. Love
he
your
tunes in every week.
It does, they are on the flow of. Giving out loan players to championship teams and the guys, okay, you just need to like play and you can loan them.
So using the loan system as it should be used?
Actually officially using it, and he's getting credit for it. But we all know like Roy's...
Well,
Roy's
that's how we've said this before, and we've talked about how Chelsea's loan system is just, we'll buy all the best players now when they're young. We will loan them out. We'll make a load of money off loan fees. And then in a few years' time, we'll flog them on for a profit. That's not using the loan system. That's using it as upselling shop.
It's like having stocks and shares just floating around.
Whereas a team like Palace use it efficiently to actually get young players' experience.
Should we go into Arsenal quickly?
Yeah,
should I tell
Arsenal
you that Jonathan Pearce absolutely
hates them? Hates
them.
Let's just
hates them.
Let's be brutal.
But look, there's people in
weirdly
the media
now in it. Arsenal have come out of their two games of it's like having Wenger back. Face, and now Emery's actually quietly getting the results in the games that he needs.
Well, it's just his first,
and now the media have jumped onto Mourinho.
But it's
remember last year when it was Klopp.
It always happens, isn't it?
And Mourinho, it's just mad.
Like
he's done well, Emery, as we all knew he would do. Now he's not had this media spotlight of this.
Yeah, but Sarri's he's captured our hearts and our imaginations this year with Chelsea.
Sarri is.
He's a dude, isn't he? I just want to hang out with him and drink and smoke. He makes me want to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, all he
never
does,
smoke cigarettes.
I want to hang out with him, Beasley.
That'll be a night.
Just go and just say, what's happening tonight? Well, Sari's coming over. And yeah. Beasley.
Yeah.
Solid.
Sounds like a party.
Solid.
Will there be nibbles?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm there.
Accoutrement.
Would you like to come to that as well, Mitch?
Maybe.
Yeah. Suit yourself.
Yeah. He's fine. But what impressed you about Arsenal?
Nothing.
Something. Danny Welbs.
Just getting on with it.
Just getting
it's a big
done.
Game.
Yeah.
And Fabianski played very well. So
yeah,
they played well.
Yeah. You had points to prove though. Field one spike, wouldn't you?
Do you know who had a good game?
No.
Bertrand.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you see his rocket shot?
Rocket.
Rocket.
Absolute rocket,
right? Yeah, it's brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah, one hell of a goal.
Yep.
One hell of a goal. Maguire though.
I've told you this. This is one of my things, like hairy footballers.
Yep.
Right. The other one is players who take their top off when they score.
Yeah.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
What I don't like about it is I can't do it on FIFA. That's what I don't like about it.
We have to go into, like, analyse this a little bit. What, I don't see the reason why you'd feel compelled. Is it like a warrior thing?
The only
is
time
it like
that it's
a,
all right.
An overly masculine thing to get your top off and show a crowd of men of all walks
of
life.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about. It's something because
your
now...
Your chest.
Can you ever remember when you were younger being in a situation where you decided...
Yeah, sure.
Where you decided, I'm so excited, I'm going to take my shirt off. Can you ever... Did you do that when you were younger? Or actually, I'll expand this. No, you have to be excited.
No.
I'll expand this from when you were younger to at any point in your life, have you gone, I'm so excited right now. I'm going to take my shirt off and twirl it around my head. Have you ever done that?
I've not lived.
No. But footballers do it. And now, other people do it. World Cup celebrations, when England score, apart from idiots throwing pints in the
air... Is it just the adrenaline of just doing something? They don't even realise. They don't even realise that's a thing they're doing. Do you think it's just like, hey, I don't...
That's like Father Dougal excited. You're like childlike sort of...
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, and now I'm naked. That's that
so
excited.
So it must be something. It's the same reason why I think when anyone wins a cup, someone either puts the cup on, like a stupid hat, or has a ridiculous novelty hat.
Yeah.
Either of them. So it's the novelty hat, or the weird scarf.
Yeah.
And stupid dancing.
Yeah.
That's always going to be in there.
Stupid dancing is always going to be there.
So yeah, I don't get the actual thing about the tops off thing. Let us know if you know.
Have you ever got so excited you've whipped your top off?
The psychological aspect of, taking your top off in front of a group of strange men.
Wolves, Man City.
Loved Wolves. Wolves turned
Wolves
out.
Wolves were brilliant.
They were great.
Rui Patricio safe.
The best save I've seen in this calendar year.
Yeah.
Agree?
Incredible. There was a good one, actually. I don't know if you've seen it. Porto played Guimarães. Mm. Porto were 2-0 up at home and they lost the game. First time it's happened in 75 years. Mm. And the Guimarães, well, weirdly, there's loads of weird stuff around this. The second goal Porto went in was blatantly offside. They were challenging it, saying go to VAR, and they couldn't because apparently the VAR machine was on the blink. So it had broken down when Porto scored an offside goal. And then Guimarães came back and scored 3 goals and beat them. First time in 75 years it's happened. And their keeper made one of the best saves I've ever seen. Point blank save. Really good.
What, from a header?
Really good. It's incredible save.
This will segue into something which I'm really keen to explain to people. Like this weekend, for goalkeepers... it was, if not one of the toughest, greasiest conditions to hit in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And there were so many like phenomenal goalkeeping performances. Rui Patricio was one. Fabianski was another.
Etheridge again.
Etheridge again.
Did well.
Yeah.
Witzel.
Yeah.
As well as coming off the bench.
Like.
Coming off the bench.
Absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. Parts. Same with Liverpool as well. Alisson. Who has not yet conceded a goal in the Premier League.
No, hasn't conceded a goal.
Absolutely outrageous. So there's some great goalkeeping performances of all
really
around.
Really good. Yeah, really
so,
good.
So like to have those scores so low, like, that's some great goalkeeping because that's the toughest I've seen. Did you see the Cardiff game?
Yeah, oh, I saw some of it. Another 0-0. Another 10 men. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
that was definite send off.
Hogg was definitely.
Don't touch my Harry Arter and get away with it.
No, exactly. Look, it's worrying now that Cardiff can't score.
You don't know what? I'm enjoying them. Just
seeing the next run they have.
Yeah, but
right. Let's look ahead. Let's look ahead and let's look ahead together.
I feel you're being too pessimistic right now about Cardiff.
Right. I will say something a bit optimistic. This weekend, Cardiff play Arsenal at home. Mm. Now, Neil Warnock will have looked at Arsenal's seemingly continued defensive frailties. Yeah. Socrates obviously is getting into the league.
First season.
And Neil Warnock scored more goals for Cardiff City last year by playing long balls into the box, Route 1 football.
Look.
How many balls is Socrates going to have to header away on Sunday? Warnock is going to be piling them in.
Look.
It wouldn't surprise me if Cardiff nick a 1-0 against Arsenal.
I think it's going to be, I think if they keep a 0-0, but I just, obviously, I feel like now Arsenal are starting to pick up. And I think
they will pick up. I just think that
Cardiff are just not
Cardiff
rolling
have
over.
Got the style.
That's the most defended fortress-like back line that I've seen for Cardiff City.
Yeah.
It is brutal. It's heavyweight and they don't shy out of tackles.
Cardiff.
They are going to be physical. They're going to be Route 1. Everyone in the league knows it. It's that case of, okay, try and defend it then.
Yeah.
Because they've kept so many clean sheets and it's like we saw the one against Newcastle. This is another like die-hard performance. So I'm happy for them to just face everything. I feel like they're like the 300 Warriors just like holding out.
Yeah.
Until I hope they don't get punished because I got high hopes for their defence.
I think that Arsenal are a team that kind of suits that style. If that's the style you're going to play, Arsenal suit the team you'd want to play it against. Mm. I think it would suit playing Man United the way Cardiff. Because obviously, again, defensive frailties that apparent. If he can start to get the ball, they will come. They'll attack you more than we'll attack them. When they come, win the ball back and immediately just hit it long.
Yeah, like they're
going to cause a problem.
They're going to be buggers to play.
The only thing, if they had an Andre Gray as well that they could bring on, an option like that. Now I know Bobby Reid did well in the Championship.
Bobby almost scored as well.
Yeah, but that's the sort of player that you would want because if. He's in or around the sort of false nine rot, and then you're just hitting balls behind, and he's
getting
onto them.
That's the error which they're just throwing him in. Because that's his first season as
well.
Imagine that first season you start in the Premier League after just knocking around the Championship for a while.
Yeah.
Like that's you need some integration there. So if he's going to be the spark that sits behind Zahore, why not give it a go, see what happens.
Yeah.
I like the way Chelsea are rolling around business. We're big fans of Sarri anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that was awesome that how Wolves just stuck out. And they weren't afraid.
No.
Like Moutinho was just working it.
Yeah.
Working it
really
nicely.
Good. Neves played well. They're good. Volley played well.
They're good, aren't they?
Apart from his...
Should we hop across to Italy?
Yeah, let's hop across.
Italy.
Serie A has been mental.
Yeah, it has.
Been... absolutely mental.
Yeah, and the likes of Gattuso going absolutely bonkers on Bakayoko.
Yeah.
It's all there, isn't it?
It's been meant. Both Milan clubs went 2-0 down. Oh, sorry, 2-0 up.
Mm.
Milan AC lost to Napoli.
Well, they're peddling the fact that AC were 2-0 up. And then Bakayoko come on, and then those three. But
got to pin it on someone. But Inter then as
The new guy. Yeah, just been there a week.
Pin it on him. It's fine. They threw away a 2-goal lead, and it's not the first time Milan have thrown away big leads. You know. Inter were 2-0 up against Torino. They drew 2-2.
Inter still need to find their
Inter
feet.
The strangest game though was Roma at Atalanta that I watched. It was on the same time as the Man United. It started at 1:45. So I had one on the old phone, one on the old laptop.
Yeah.
It was on 11 Sports, which is actually pretty good, the coverage. All being said, it's got Serie A and La Liga this season. $4.99 a month. It's a good old package, to
all
be
right.
fair.
We don't do adverts.
11 Sports. And Roma went 1-0 up really quickly through a Javier Pastore back heel. Ball came in, cheeky little back heel.
Nice.
Stunning. And then Atalanta went 3-1 up. and Roma pulled it back to 3-3. Like 86th minute win, final goal to get bring it 3-3. Mm. On one side, I'm watching a great game of football. On the other, I'm watching Man United lose 3-0 to Spurs at home.
Yeah.
I know, it was a weird sort of evening. But it was good. Mental.
It was melancholy. Okay, other news. You've been watching Heung-min Son?
Yeah.
How would you feel? Would you feel pretty motivated if that was the case? Yeah? Mm. Yeah, I think they beat Vietnam recently. So the story is Heung-min Son has to win this Asian Cup. Otherwise, he has to do 24 months. 24 months military service.
That. He has to do military service. Yeah. So when they got to the... Was it the quarterfinal they were in?
It was a 118th minute penalty for Korea to go through.
To the semi-final.
To the semis. And then they got through and now they're through again. So
and it was such an Heung-min important Son one for to Heung-min Son. He couldn't watch the penalty be taken. Because if he doesn't win this competition, he has to do something like 2 years military service.
Yes, 2 years military service.
He's so nervous
Korea.
He couldn't watch the penalty. So that's what's on the line. Taken.
Your career, and obviously he's at the height of he's at his peak with Spurs, so he needs to actually win the Asian Cup in order to avoid military service. So every time you see him smile when they win, like it goes through another step. So if he loses the final, then he has to do military service for 24 months, which is insane, isn't it? Can you imagine that in this country?
It's ridiculous. Woo! Should we do fantasy football?
Do you want to do a bit of fantasy football?
Yeah, let's do fantasy football and then...
All right, okay. Because you're bossing it at the moment.
Get out of here.
Okay.
All right, Mitch?
We can do that. Mitch, we're going to do fantasy football.
Fantasy football and then we're cutting...
Mitch, you like fantasy football, don't you? Yeah.
We're cutting after Mitch. Yeah. So do you want to chip in at any point?
No, he's not. Before we do fantasy football, this part of the section is sponsored by Gary's Guitars. The shop which has guitars for you, and it's available at Gary's Guitars.
.org.
Fantasy football.
I've done all right so far.
You're doing good. I've made some heavy losses.
I've got my biggest success so far has been.
Have you solved your crises? Because I don't want to, like, this could take a while.
No, I haven't.
Just sell him. Sell him to Carlson.
Right, I've got. My biggest success so far has been having Salah and Mane, and I had Robertson and Mendy at the back.
And
I've just got rid of Eriksen for Mkhitaryan, and I changed Tompkins to Alonso.
I had
Eriksen, and I've transferred him out.
That's maverick behaviour.
Yeah.
But saying that, Henrik Mkhitaryan played very well. Do you think he'll come to life now?
So they've got a good run now coming, and I managed to bring Alonso in before he got his two assists
So your team's looking...
So I've got Robertson, Mendy and Alonso at the back. Then I've got Mane, Salah, Mkhitaryan, Neves, and at the minute, Richarlison. And then up front, I've got Tosin and Aguero.
You good then?
I need to work out, am I getting rid of Richarlison now and bringing in, say, Theo Walcott or Pedro, I'm thinking?
Or you'd risk it on Theo?
Yeah.
That's great.
Everton have got a great run.
A
it's all
run.
About one game, see? If it wasn't the international break, I'd probably keep Richarlison and play it safe. But I don't want to go into the international break, maybe losing ground. So I have to get it right.
You've really thought about this?
Yeah.
How often do you think about fantasy?
All the time. I think about it now.
You're thinking of Richarlison?
Right now.
You're
am I bringing in? Probably.
I got Mitrovic in.
Yeah. Who have Fulham got?
They got... who's he got?
Brighton. Good call.
Yeah, so you got, and then they got
good call.
A tough one after that, but you have to play it week by week.
Mitch,
but
I'm not doing very well. Transfers?
Mitch, what's your pick? Your transfer for the week?
He's bold.
Other news, I forgot to say.
He's a maverick.
We've had Hal Robson.
Hal Robson.
He's quit. Thank you for that turn.
And salute him. Mitch.
Thank you. That was an experience to see.
Thanks.
We've got that. The news is Vardy's hung up his international boots.
Vardy as well, he didn't want to be considered. Unless there's an emergency or something, wasn't it?
If there's an emergency.
If there's an emergency, call me.
Harry Kane's lost his leg.
Yeah, all right, I'll come back. Oh, so it works.
You've charmed me. So that's that. Okay, do you want to do any of these? You don't want to
we've
do any of them?
We've done all the ones.
Really?
We've done them as we've gone along.
Have we done that?
Mm. Yeah.
All right, I think we are done now. So from us?
From us?
That is 50. Thanks for listening 50. To us chat.
Thanks
rubbish.
For sticking with us.
So yeah, just try
for all
just
those
look
episodes.
Up Gary's Guitars.
That's Gary's Guitars.
Gary's.
Remember, it's dot
guitars. Sponsor dot the 50th show of ours. So we're just going to lead out with Gary's Guitars soundtrack.
Have you got anything else? Don't worry.
Gary's Guitars.
Here with Championship Corner. Can't be there in the studio with the guys this week, so it's a bit of a ramble on the road, Championship Corner this week. And there's a few things that I want to discuss, actually. First and foremost, there are a few great performances in the Championship over this past weekend. I think where I'd best like to start is Swansea. Talked a bit about Swansea over the last few weeks, some unrest amongst the locals because of all their players being sold and the I guess the concern of a really wafer thin squad, but I've said it on the show actually that their first 11 and even their bench when they've got a fully fit squad is actually pretty impressive for the Championship. And I think of all the performances on the weekend, Swansea's win at Millwall was the most impressive for me. Not least because they played pretty much the entire game with 10 men. Now, Millwall's home record is pretty impressive. They don't lose often at the Den. And Swansea, Baker Richardson sent off after 5 minutes of the game. Millwall went 1-0 up with Murray Wallace scoring for them with about half an hour left. And it looked like it would be another Millwall home victory. To Swansea's credit, they stuck at it. And they actually, not only did they equalise, but 5 minutes on 5 minutes left on the clock, Ollie McBurney, a player who I've spoken about before as being a real handful at Championship level, I think he will be, not wise after the event, mentioned it a few times on the show. And his goal to win the game was an absolutely superb team goal. I mean, Jefferson Montero on the break for the Swans was absolutely lethal, and his weight of pass for the goal for McBurney to tuck it away was absolutely perfect. It's a great goal if you haven't seen it, and it gave the Swans a 2-1 win, like I said, after being down to 10 men after 5 minutes of the match, at a place where not many teams go and get a result. So I think that was my championship performance of the week. Not to be outdone, actually, and perhaps just being pipped short because of the circumstances of Swansea's win, was Sheffield United, who, after a bit of a tricky start, have started to find some form. Beating Villa, Aston Villa 4-1 on the weekend. They kind of blew them away pretty early on. And actually, I must say, I thought Sheffield United might have a bit of a trickier season this time round, but they're starting to gather a bit of momentum. And Villa, who I think will be up there at the end of the season, were pretty much blown away in the first half. It's 3-0 at half time. Good to see Billy Sharp on the score sheet for the Blades. A bit of an unhappy return to Sheffield United for their old manager Steve Bruce. Elsewhere, I think West Brom continue to gather momentum. Another victory, 2-1 this time. I said that Stoke City might find it difficult this season in the Championship. I've seen nothing to suggest otherwise. They continue, I think, to struggle with life in the Championship. And West Brom, who are fairly free-scoring, 2-1 victory. So, I think West Brom will, out of those two promoted clubs, will have a much better season. And things are turning out that way as well. Sheffield Wednesday continue their resurgence, actually, with a 2-1 win at Reading. I think that's three wins in a row now for Wednesday. So they're looking at Woodley Mobile, as are Derby. And Frank Lampard is starting to look like a pretty good appointment for Derby. They've they won 2-1 at Hull for the second time in a week, so I think they beat them in the cup a few days before. And they, too, are looking up rather than down. And one final mention, Wigan have continued their good start to the season with a 1-0 win, albeit at home to Rotherham, who, with all due respect, I think will struggle this season. But they are, Wigan have started really brightly and look like they're not going to be trying to stave off relegation as a few people thought they might this season. So lots of interesting results in the Championship this season, this weekend. And I think the table is starting to take shape, obviously, with the Championship. You know, putting runs together can be, especially with how thick and fast fixtures come, you know, you can quickly change fortunes around. But it's interesting to see things start to take shape, and look forward to things reconvening after the international break. So that's the Championship corner on the road. Back to you guys in the studio.